Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 101 points, 0.8% to close at 12,170. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's confirmation late today that he plans to resign brought more of a sense of order to Europe's financial crisis. The S&P 500 went up 14 points, 1.2%. NASDAQ up 32 points, also 1.2%. The yield on the 10-year note is up to 2.08%. When the U.S. economy seemed to probe the edge of the abyss earlier this fall, one nice thing was that oil prices moved lower. Notice them now, $96.80 late today, up $1.28 a barrel, its highest in 3 months. Oil analyst Ole Hansen at Saxo Bank in Denmark says Europe's financial troubles and general financial weakness in Europe have receded in the minds of many oil market players, at least today. What they are looking at are signs of modest growth in the U.S. economy, which means Americans buy more oil, demand up. And there could be supply problems, too, says Hansen.
We have obviously a few worries building up. Right now, we have some unrest in Nigeria, in the northern part, which could, well, if it spread to the oil-producing areas of the south, could have an impact. We're obviously having the Iranian situation, which has started to create a few headlines over the last week. The market is getting a little bit worried.
And what, the market is worried there might be some kind of military action or something that that could disrupt supply?
Yeah, that really is the creeping worry that has come in. If we look at the United States, that just a few months ago, there was still a worry that the U.S. Economy would move into recession. If we would have hit a recession in the U.S., we could probably have seen oil prices drop by $30, $40 because we had a situation similar to 2008 and 9. And just the fact that we've seen a small pickup in the U.S. activity and thereby we're starting to rule out the chance for recession in the U.S., just that whole change of perception has also obviously caused a lot of traders, fund managers had to change their position from being oil negative, at least back to oil neutral. And now it seems like all positive trades are being put on just as a precaution of if anything should happen.
Today, the United Nations Atomic Energy Watchdog said for the first time that it suspects Iran is working on nuclear weapons. An unnamed U.S. official was asked about new sanctions on Iran's oil and gas industry. He said this is a sensitive matter and that, quote, I don't think we are there yet. The government keeps a record of job openings in the U.S., and fresh data today show some strength. There were about 3.4 million jobs up for grabs in the U.S. in September, up 7% from the month before. Before you get too excited, know that there are more than four unemployed people competing on average for each of these job openings. Checking the Marketplace Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today because the number of metal containers coming off the biggest shipping route in the world has dropped. Bloomberg News says that July through September, cargo was down 3.8% on the Asia to U.S. run. Last time there was a down quarter was late 2009. Some economists blame slow growth in the U.S. for this, but is it possible that not as much stuff with made-in Asia labels coming in at the ports could be a promising sign for American manufacturing? Question mark. See more on shipping on the high seas and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy. The website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.